Welcome to the Smash Show, Andrew.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk.
We're standing next to a rather interesting model. It looks like a telescope of some sort. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, so this is really part of the whole Australian program for space activities that has really been kicking off in the last couple of years here in Australia. So if you look at what's happening in Australia, we've recently now just got a space agency in Australia. And so there's a lot of effort being put in by a lot of different organisations around trying to understand what technologies that can be developed here in Australia and what things can be actually provided by Australian organisations. So what we've got here is actually a piece of equipment that allows us to, which is completely designed and manufactured here in Australia. And really, the intention behind this is for us to be able to understand the difficulty and intricacies of actually building space equipment here in Australia.
Now, this thing looks a bit like a smaller version of the James Webb Space Telescope with segmented mirrors. Is it a natural telescope, or what does it do?
Yeah, so yes, this is a telescope. So the intention behind the segmentation is really around, we did a market survey of the largest optics that could actually be manufactured in Australia. And so if you look at the way that the physics works for a telescope, the larger the diameter of the primary, the better the performance in terms of sensitivity and diffraction. And so that's where we put a lot of effort into trying to understand what is the largest mirror that can be built in Australia. And so that's where, from our perspective, we found the largest that we could find. And then after that, we wanted larger. And so what we did then was we decided to segment the mirrors into a larger primary. So we were able to use the existing infrastructure in Australia in a clever way to make a higher performance system.
Do these mirrors fold up for launch?
Sorry, say
again? Do these mirrors fold up for launch?
Yeah, so the other benefit you can get through segmentation is actually the ability to fold the pieces up so it takes up a smaller volume.
Just like the James Webb does.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's the bit sticking up the top here? It's on, looks like coat hanger wire, but what does that do?
Yeah, so the optical design of this system at the moment basically means that we've got the primary mirror, which is what you see down the bottom here. And then the other aspects of this riser is really around the folding optics so that we can actually be able to reflect the light from the primary through the rest of the optical train to the detector.
And underneath we've got hexagonal base, and a whole lot of electronic wires coming out of it. What does that do?
Yeah, so that's really the electronics. So the actual optical detector is actually inside that base unit, and then all the wires that you see underneath there is actually the control system of moving the pieces of the segments of the mirrors, and actually all of the electronics to drive the rest of the system.
And how would it be powered?
Sorry, say again?
How would it be powered?
So it's basically electrically powered. And so the what you see in front of you here, there's actually, this is a test bed. So what you see here is actually plugged into a lab testing assembly. But a fully developed system would actually be powered by solar panels and batteries, as lots of conventional satellites are.
And what sort of altitude orbit would it go into?
We haven't decided that at this point in time. So really at the moment, this is a technology test bed for us. So we're really trying to understand the level of difficulty associated with this type of technology.
And where is your work based?
So BA Systems is an Australian company. So our work is effectively all over Australia. So we've got sites in all sorts of different states. So in New South Wales, in South Australia, and in Victoria is where we've got a fairly large presence. We've also got facilities over in Perth where we've actually got our shipyards over there as well. So this is really one aspect of our company's work that we're doing at the moment.
Are there any other space systems you can talk about?
Well, these are the ones that we wanted to bring out in public. The ones that we have shown before in public as well are some of the CubeSat work that we've been doing. So I've been at a few different presentations where I've shown the CubeSat that we've been showing around. And again, that's an optical system as well.
What's the name of that CubeSat?
It doesn't have a name. It was part of our research programs as well. It's a CubeSat.
Now, you'd be well aware that we've recently formed an Australian Space Agency. Is that going to be influential in your work?
Yeah, so the Space Agency is a pivotal coordinating and organising factor for all of the space environment here in Australia. One of the key roles that the agency is really taking under their wing and really hitting the ground running with is actually bringing all the different parts of the space infrastructure and ecosystem in Australia into a organised fashion to be able to achieve what their objectives are. So that includes all of the industry organisations, the small to medium enterprises, the startups, and all the research organisations, bringing all of them together with a common narrative around the entire country's efforts and really being able to create that links into the customer base of all of the space and space-enabled systems and services in the country. I think they're doing a good job.
And what led you into this line of work?
So I'm an aero engineer, so I've always enjoyed things that fly. Planes, spacecraft, rockets, I love it all. So anything that flies is good, and I've also liked anything to do with electronics as well. So to be able to combine electronics and aero flying objects, it's really a good and interesting thing.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for joining us on the Space Show.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.